The framework for the trade agreement that we've been able to agree here is within the foundation, on the foundation, I'd say, of this broader partnership that Australia and the United Kingdom enjoy.
Barnaby Joyce, once again, going to be Deputy Prime Minister of Australia.
For the first time in Origin history, a match will be held outside a capital city.
2NURFM, the year in review. June 2021.
Newcastle MP Tim Crackenthorpe urges the ACCC to appeal against a federal court ruling which allows restrictions on container freight to remain in place at the Port of Newcastle.
We've got the State National Party, the Federal National Party, Prime Minister, National and State Labor, everyone wants this container terminal except the Premier.
Former Deputy Prime Minister and Chairman of Whitehaven Coal, Mark Vaile, withdraws his acceptance of an offer to become the Chancellor of Newcastle University after a strong backlash from academics, students and major donors. A petition is launched against a decision to shut down the Hamilton Community Food Cupboard.
I think the community's self-sustainability, the ability for members of the community to feel self-sufficient, to feel a sense of efficacy, is really important. And for the council to undermine that by suggesting that their aid is central and the only legitimate or valid aid is really undermining this community as a whole.
Barnaby Joyce regains the leadership of the National Party after defeating Michael McCormack in a leadership spill, once again becoming Australia's Deputy Prime Minister. Townsville, North Queensland becomes the first location for a State of Origin match ever to be played outside of a capital city. The result sees New South Wales defeat Queensland by a whopping 50-6. Both Italy and Australia announced new guidelines around the use of the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine, with both nations restricting the use of the vaccine to those over 60. On the sidelines of the G7 summit in the UK, Prime Minister Scott Morrison jointly announces a free trade agreement with his British counterpart Boris Johnson between the two nations.
Rewinding 2021, the year in review. 2NURFM 103.7.